Hallelujah. God, my help. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Verse 16 to 18. God, my help. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord gave me a word for somebody this morning in this meeting. He said, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged, for lo, I'm with you. I'll strengthen you with my righteous right hand. Be not discouraged, for you will not be disgraced. You will not be ashamed. I will strengthen you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Hallelujah. James chapter 5. Please display James 5, 16. James 5, 16. All right. It says, confess your trespass one to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Next verse. It said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. For 3 years and 6 months, Elijah was a man with like passion as ours. Hallelujah. Like ours. Elijah was a man. What that means is that Elijah was just like us. Hallelujah. You've heard mighty things that Elijah did. Prophet Elijah. Elijah was just like us. But he prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years. And it was so. Meaning that you have the capacity to declare a thing and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. You have the capacity to declare a thing and it will come to pass. I remember many times, when we go to the farm, and stay there, we will go to the next verse, but just hold on there. Many times when we go to the farm, I remember initially when we started, we had not connected water. We tried twice when the borehole man came and sunk the borehole, it collapsed. We had no water. So we would pay people who would walk a distance to go fetch water in gallons, and we pay for the carriage, we pay for the water itself and all that. At a point, I was reading one book at that time, Faith Like Potatoes. I think it was that man that gave me that book. And I was reading that book, and I saw where this guy had a farm, like a potato farm, and then there was no water in his farm. So he would pray and he would have rain. Most times it's when it's at that time. Sometimes it looks like the thing is pressing you. Oh God, if this does not happen now. And then he would just have rain. One time he had made arrangement for a tanker to supply water, and just before the tanker came, rain just came. So I said, I can stretch my faith like this. Hallelujah. Remember what Pastor Enwa was teaching us the other time, Romans 15:4. He said, the things we have heard, these things were what? They were written for our learning. Amen. They were written for our learning. Hallelujah. So when we read them, we run with these things. We run with the understanding. And that's the beauty of God's word. It's not to shut us up. Is to build us to a point where we can do things on our own. You don't need to be running after pastor. Ah, pastor, come and pray. No. You have the same capacity. That's why I said Abraham was a man with like passion, just like us. So we can do the things that Elijah did. We can do the things that Abraham did. We can do the things that all the men in the Bible, even Paul, did. Hallelujah. So I stretched my faith and we began to pray. Several times my wife would declare, I would declare, we'll pray. We had beds that were sick and we prayed. I remember one that died that woke up, prayed. With prayer, we can do anything. Amen. With prayer, we can do anything. Several times we pray and we just see rain. People are complaining, this rain too much. I say, hey, shut up. God has answered somebody's prayer. Amen. rain will just come, and then we have a lot of rain, the tanks are filled, and blah, 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 and all that. Amen. There's one that I was at home that night, and I was just, it was so, in fact, you know those days that heavy sun, you know that there's no way rain will fall. And I just said, I'm going to have rain. And then another thing again is, you must mind the way you talk. I said, I'm going to have rain. Not that you are praying, the Lord send rain, and then you are joining people to say, ah, be me sunshine. You are cantering, you are shooting yourself in the foot. And I said, I'm going to have rain. Said, ah, for this kind of song, it is still like this. Are you in Nigeria at all? I don't need to be in Nigeria. I'm from Zion. And I began to declare, say, I will have rain. No sooner than I have said that. The next thing, the clouds begin to change and rain started falling. Amen. The Bible itself says, you will have, it says you shall have what you say. Amen. Many people have shortchanged themselves. They have shot themselves in the foot because of what they are declaring, the words of their mouth. The Bible says that you are snared by the words of your mouth. Ah, somebody just touched you. Say, what did they do? You say, I think I have fever. You are already declaring, I have fever. I mentioned earlier on in service how I was having neck pain. I couldn't turn my head to both sides. And it was seizing my breath. But I jumped up and I declared and I said, I have life in me. I am healed. I am well. And I had what I said. That's what I got. Praise the Lord. Any small thing, you don't fear death. Say, hey, Chimo. Hey, Awalamo. You don't fear. You don't. No. Declare concerning you, because it has been written by your Father in the scripture that you will live in health, you will have long life. He said, with long life, I have satisfied you. So when one cut time short, the devil not fit. Praise God. So go to the next verse. He said, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So this is not supposed to start and end with Elijah. It's supposed to continue with us, because he's a man like us. He declared God's word and he got results. I can declare God's word and get results. Praise God. Amen. You want to write an exam. And the next thing, you're already having fever. Somebody near you is asking, say, what's wrong with you? You say, I think it's exam fever. You know, some people, what they want to do interview. Some people want to do interview. I remember one interview. I've mentioned it before. How I went for an interview in a bank. I was in 2008. And it has not reached my turn. I only heard the guy before me. I heard his question. I don't like maths. I'm not a maths person. So the guy before me, I heard the question they were asking him. If 2 raised to power, this equals to this. What's the this? I turned back in my mind. I said, Ofune, that's the end of the interview. I turned back. I was going. As I got to the staircase, that was when I saw a mirror. I wasn't seeing myself. I was seeing a lion in the mirror. I said, look me. I looked. And that was what I understood what it was saying. It's God showing me and telling me, my friend, go back there. Knowing who you are. And I did. Thank God I didn't turn back. I would have missed that job. So some of you, you're using somebody else's question paper to live life. You're using somebody's situation to draw your conclusion. No. You are shortchanging yourself. Hallelujah. You have only seen somebody's situation. You know, it's only in Nigeria. We have a lot of people who do that a lot. They say, what's wrong with you? You say, I don't know. But your neighbor comes and say, I know that kind of thing where they do. You don't do me before. This is the way thing I use. What did you take? You say, take chloroquine. You just go carry chloroquine. You just begin to drink. You know, it's not the same situation. So I saw the guy's question. I heard his question. And I was going to run away. And guess what happened? When it got to my turn, what did the Bible say? Say, God said, he said, he will not allow that which is more than you to come to you. Right? Abby? I was faithfully serving God. I wasn't even a pastor then. I was faithfully serving God. I was in hospitality group. I was in the choir. I was just doing my thing and all that. And 2008. But I went for this interview. And guess what happened? The first question they asked me, are you a Christian or Muslim? I said, I'm a Christian. Say, where do you worship? I mentioned. Say, okay, what do you do in church? I say, I'm in the choir and I'm in hospitality group. See interview. They ask somebody else, what's this race to power? This was the funny enough. I told somebody one day, I said, all the years I worked in the bank till I resigned, I not find X one day. Tell somebody next to you, mind your question paper. Focus on your focus. Yes, because many people are using another person say, oh, because he happened to trauma. Then you can say, hey, you're already having fever. Because trauma tell you, say, see the question when they ask. Remember a joke somebody shared some time ago? He said, all these people who, after you have done your interview, you not tell the next person the answer. He now met this guy and said, and told the guy his answer. So apparently he had gone in first, and then the question they asked, they asked him something about a mental case of somebody. Say yes. Say what's wrong with the person? He called the name of the, what's it called? Say he's mentally whatever, unstable or something. Say yes. Since when? He now mentioned the year, 1908 or something. So okay, has it been confirmed? Say yes, medically confirmed. So he asked, so he gave this one all the answer. Say number one question is, are you, no, because they asked him, say, is so person mad? He said yes. Say, where's the, you know, all those answers. So he just gave the guy the answer. So when this guy got to, he was happy that he has the answer. So he got it. That's why I'm talking about minding your question paper. Everywhere we all have our, the Bible says, each one running their race. Abi, you carry another person's result, answer sheet, enter exam. First question, what is your name? So he wrote that person's name, the person with the mental problem. Because now the answer for that is, I say, it's also person. Yes, he write the name. So, mentally unstable, yes. Since when? 1908. For your own, the year was showing your age. So this guy was born in the 80s, but he wrote 1908. Definitely, don't they show proof, signs that he's really mentally unstable. Medically confirmed to be mentally unstable, yes. So tell your neighbor again, mind your question paper. Focus on your focus. Hallelujah. So Elijah prayed again, and he had rain. Every door that has been shut against you, when you go back there, you will have open doors. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of Psalm chapter 63. Remember, we're talking about God, my help. Psalm 63, verse 7. Psalm chapter 63, verse 7. Hallelujah. It says, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. I've experienced phases where, just like I was sharing about my job interview. So when the lady asked me, so what do you do? She was just interested. That was God working. And then she asked me, what do you need in church? I said, I'm in the choir and I'm in hospitality group. So she took interest and she was marking, you know, I don't know what their criteria was, but she was marking. And then she said she would write, and she would look at me. She turned again to me and said, what's hospitality group? And I explained. We reach out to people who come to church, who are newcomers in church, blah, 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 and all that. That's why I tell people, whatever it is you're doing in church, be faithful. If you're an usher, be faithful there. If you're cleaning the toilet, cleaning the chairs, whatever it is, you be faithful. I was not born a pastor. I passed through. There's no arm. There's no unit in church I've not walked. Amen. Some people will tell you that I'm busy with work. We have walked. We have walked. And we are still walking. Yet, you can be faithful and committed to God, even irrespective of your profession. Praise God. Amen. I go to work, even the time I'm supposed to rest, I'm not resting. I carry my car and I hit the road and I do Uber. So don't give me excuses with, I'm busy, I'm working. And don't give me that excuse. I was not born lazy. There are branches I worked in the bank that if I go there till tomorrow, You see, all of them, they will stand up and they will shout, speed of light. That's what they call me, speed of light, because I do my work with speed, accuracy, no dulling. Do my work and get out of here. Some people, they will delay, drag like snail. And No. We are not, we're not a fear work. We the work. Praise God. So after the lady asked me that, and then she said, you sing in the choir, right? I said, yes. And she said, do you know this song that's written? And then this song just came out, Midnight Crew. Igwe, and I sang it, interview. And you are there saying that my case is different. No. It's because you think it's difficult. If you think it's hard, you are right. It will be hard. If you think it's easy, you will have it easy. Because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. What you think matters. What you say matters. Amen. I prayed for an easy interview. And I got an easy interview. But I almost chickened out because I heard somebody ask this question. So focus on your focus. God is my help. And that's your focus. Hallelujah. No matter how tough it is, people tell you the economy is this. And join them, they speak them. You will have what you say. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of lack, God declared it. He said, let gross darkness cover the earth. Gross darkness cover the people. He said, I will be to you a shining light. He said, you do not need to depend on the moon nor the sun. I will be a light unto you. And I like that. That's God's help. Hallelujah. How many of you feel like you need God's help this morning? I really need God's help. In all my life, I need God's help. One of the fears I've talked about, one of the fears I had growing up was, I don't want to be a failure of a father. Today, I'm one of the best dads. It's the help of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when she was done, after I sang the song, I was singing an interview. I was bringing my voice down because she said, no, come on, sing. Don't be. I said, hey, this is not a project film. This is not. She said, come on, sing. I didn't look. Made a note and said, who is singing there, my friend? She said, sing, come on, sing. I'm enjoying the song. And she said, that's your pass mark. You have passed your interview. Hallelujah. Now let me share another one for you in case you think it's just bobo. This one happened to me. And this other one happened to someone that was shared in ministers' conference. Just last week, Rema Minister Bible School conference. This guy met his pastor. And told his pastor, it was shared by an invited pastor that came. So he told his pastor that he needs a job. You know, the Bible talked about being specific, telling God what you want. People just tell God, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me. What will he bless you? What do you want? Money is blessing. Car is blessing. House is blessing. A husband is blessing. Amen? Some people, if you tell them, say, they brought men in front of one woman. They say, choose. He looked this one from Ghana. He looked this one from Kenya. He looked this one from Nigeria. He run, lived in Nigeria. On. As they run, they go, about 10 people don't queue for that one, saying that Nigeria one they want. That thing you think, say, you know one. A lot of people are dying to have it. So, blessings are many. You must tell God specifically what you want. Even if it's money, tell God what. I'm not afraid to tell God, Lord, I need 10 million naira. Sometimes people are afraid, like, as if God money go finish. You are pitying God. God has more than enough. He never runs dry. Amen. So, the guy told his pastor, say, I need a job. The pastor tell him specific. He said, I just need a job. Pastor, just pray for me. I need a job. So the pastor held his hand and said, Lord, thank you because you will make him the best truck pusher in what? He removed his hand. You say, tell God what you want. He said, no. And a truck pusher not be work. Which work do you want? He said, in a bank. Now you are talking. What kind of job do you want? He said, he mentioned he's a marketer or something. And God said, okay, go. So the pastor told him, he said, on Monday, get ready, bait, wear your suit, go to the bank. Because he mentioned the bank he wants. Go to the bank. It sounds crazy, right? Some people will not say, Pastor, I agree, say you don't pray for me, but might just dress, might just go bank. Without invitation. So the guy went there. When he got in there in the banking hall, they thought he came to pay for this, and they asked him. He said, yes, he's supposed to resume today. Yes. Abby? He said he's supposed to resume today. So is they told him to sit down. They say, maybe the brain goes set. He sat there. He said, the people were coming and feeling teller and pain. And like, brother, sit down for there. Obedience to God's word. He sit down there. 6 o'clock, reach, I mean, what's the time? 4 p.m., I mean, what, 5, and they close. When they close, he called the pastor, said, Pastor, they don't close. He said, okay, you have closed for the day. You have worked today, Abby. Go home. Tomorrow, resume. I know many people who will not resume the next day. But, which kind of team it is? The guy, deck, the next day. Say, because the pastor asked him, say, you know the color of the bank? He said, yes, where they are this single. Where they are color. No banks have colors, you know? So wore the tie. And then the guy went the next day to resume. I think he did the third day. Yes. Second day, he told pastor, say, they have closed, oh. You go. Third day, he resumed. And guess what happened? On the third day, around midday, something happened in one of the branch. I think, you know, in banks, I've lost some colleagues. My next colleague, like, if somebody dies in the bank, you know, they take split second, they don't call head office, they don't replace you sharp. So they called. Somebody didn't turn up for work because he was sick or something. I think they were short staff or so, and so they needed people. So they called, the branch called, and head office was supposed to send a reliever. So they said, the person they wanted to send as a reliever is not even around. So let them just hold on. They said, but one person they went report for work since on Monday. He don't come, but they never send it later. He said, and that was, they say, hey, okay, call him. And this, that, has he received a mail? He has not received a mail yet. Have you received a mail? He said, no, he has not received. He's yet to receive a mail. And that was it. Now, so brother, take your work. Hallelujah. If you know everything about how God wants to bless you from A to Z, God has not the inside. So it's a matter of, as I did now, if I need 50K, and I know, say, if I meet my friend, Prince, he can give me 50K. God has not this, and I'm knowledge that my human, this and that. I tell you, say, if I beg you money, you will give me. It's different. That will not be God. I'm talking about the one that in faith, I'm just on my own, just praying and trusting. I say, Lord, I thank you because you are meeting this, my need. You know, I need this money. I need 50K. Lord, help me. And on his own, God just preempted and said, let me just be a blessing to this man. I don't know. This 50K, for instance, I tell you this, but let me just get on there. You just say, take. I've seen testimonies like that is the exact amount that I need, and it just came from somebody I least expected from. That's God working. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it said, for it is God working in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. That's why he's our help. Hallelujah. That's why he's our help. Say, for it is God who works in you both to will and do for his good pleasure. He takes glory in that kind of thing. Somebody, he called me once. Somebody was sick. And I was just in the neighborhood. And they said, somebody was sick. And I went there. They said, he's dying. And I said, can we just pray? They said, yes. And we prayed. And life was restored to the person. That is God working. So it's not only in money. That's why I'm giving you this other one so that you see it works in every way. Amen. Every day my children are to go to school, I hold them. Sometimes in the night when they are sleeping, I lay my hands on their head. I do it to my wife also. Because you must confess. You must pronounce things. Because what you say is what you get. Hallelujah. And like I always say, it's not seeing, it's believing. My mama and I quote that in. I tell her, mama, you are wrong. It's not seeing, it's believing. It's believing is seeing. We believe first and we see it. Hallelujah. Because if you wait to see it, how many miracles do you want to see? What's the need to believe again when you have seen? Amen. What's the need to believe again when you have seen it? So our faith works wonders. It brings things, it births things. But we must speak also, and we must speak. We will let our speech align with what we are trusting God for. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 12. Two more scriptures after this, and then we just wrap it and take the communion and go. Philippians 4:12, please. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. This is Paul talking. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul is expressly saying that I don't broke before. I've tasted both sides. I've seen wealth. I've tasted this side. Amen. I was at work some days back, and we use light where I work to do things. If you want to cook or you want to warm food and everything. And there was no light. And the people are so used to light, so there's no light. They brought light at midnight. My colleague won't faint because the hunger, and then you know, we'll see food go by. Hunger, don't give him both gas. The guy won't pass out. I say, hunger can kill somebody. Amen. Hunger can kill somebody. Somebody can just die of hungry. The guy say, he don't they roll, say, do not bring this light in, go die, yo. Because the food in the freezer, he cannot eat the food that is cold and all that. But he was just looking at me, he said, guy, how you they go? I go bring the light. I carry one sachet of water there, I drank. Water be like food for my eye. And I took it, and I was fine. And okay. So even when they brought light, it was already too late. I said, I was just waiting morning, there's no need to. Amen. So Paul is saying, I've tested those both sides. I've been broke before, where there's no money in the pocket. Hallelujah. Those are people, money in the pocket is what gives them confidence. They can do things and walk around because they have money. If you ask them, if they don't have money, they are sick. Nobody say that they seek for health, but when you ask them, you don't come out and say no. Why? I'm not fine. Nobody saying they seek for health. They seek for pocket. So it's affecting his ability to move, because in his mind, if I go out now, anything happen, I'm money you. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul said, I've tested both sides. Give me next verse, please. 13. 13, please. He said, I can do all things through Christ, who what? Strengthens me. So if Christ is my help, why they kill myself now? My own is just to rely on him and allow him help me. Amen. Go to the next verse. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Go to 19. Go to 19. Let me just sort of real quick. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So it's our supply. I pray that all the time. Lord, thank you because you are my supply that never runs dry. I lack nothing. Lord, I have everything I need. Thank you because you are bringing all my needs to me. Thank you because... And then when I step out, I just see answers, answers, answers. Amen. Nobody, you wake up for money, say, Nigeria hard, sha. It could be hard for you. How can you imagine? How can you wake with that? Say, my life tire me. You know, that's how some people start their day. And then the next thing they come, the next thing that goes past, you begin to see all manner of things happen, because that thing you have declared, it will begin to, it's people. People will be used to fulfill them. But how about waking up and you are, oh Lord, thank you because you are a good God. Thank you because as I step out, I have blessings. I have victory every way. You see that even the trouble not the ground before, as you step out, victory, good news. You just say, that thing that we're trying to solve, is that we couldn't solve, we have solved it. You just see things change. Amen. That's it. By your confession, you just see miracles, things happening. Amen. And then you are coming back rejoicing at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Verse 4. Quickly. Hallelujah. Let's begin to prepare the communion as we take it. Isaiah 54 verse 4 says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. Amen. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Hallelujah. I repeat, there's somebody here, I don't know. It seems like you have a deadline. It seems like you have you are in that point where you just really desperately need this thing to happen, God is going to go before you and he's going to make every crooked path straight. He's going to make you have a favorable answer. You will not be ashamed. You will not be disgraced. You will have speedy answers that will prove that God is working on your case. In Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 40, lastly. Isaiah chapter 40, please come. Isaiah 40, verse 21. Hallelujah. He said, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations? Hallelujah. Okay. From the foundations of the earth. Next. It is he who sits above for God. It's talking about God. That God who sits above the circles of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Go next. Next, please. Next verse. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Next. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stalk take root in the earth, when he will also blow them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. Next. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One. This is God talking. Who will be my mate? Who will be like me? Who will go fit do these things? Amen. Now, speed it up. Go to verse 30. Let's just take 30 and 31 quickly. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. He said, but those who wait on the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. We do not work with the calculation of men. It's not the natural man at work. It's the Spirit of God on your inside that gives you help. Hallelujah. We renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Even as we're going to take the communion, let's rise up on our feet. We're going to pray this scripture. Leave it at 40:31. We're going to declare, Lord, in this new week and the rest of this month and for the rest of this year, Lord, I begin to see positive trend. I begin to walk into my miracles, my blessings. All things are working together for my good. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. These are scriptures. I'm quoting scriptures. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. All things are working together for my good. I have a good heritage. I declare with my mouth, things will be well for me. Things will be good. Things will be beautiful. Things are pleasant concerning me. I have victory. I have answers. I have solutions. Everything I lay my hands to do prospers. It is well with me. It's well with my body. It's well with my health. I will have what I say. And I say good things with my mouth. I declare I am blessed. I'm healed. I'm strong. I'm healthy. In leaps and bounds, I'll have what I say. Thank you, Father. Is there anybody here that wants to make peace with God? All eyes closed. You're not looking at anybody. If you're here and you just see, because this life we're talking about, to live this life, there is something that's very important. You must have a relationship with God the Father. And then you begin to see yourself live in this life where victory is a consistent thing in your life. Hallelujah. If there's somebody here you want to make peace with the Father, make peace with God. I don't care what you have done. The Bible says that in Romans 5:8, said he loved you so much that he has even made provision for your forgiveness. Hallelujah. You can just put your hand on your chest and declare and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I repent of my sins. Father, forgive me my sins. Wash me, cleanse me with your blood. I want to be your child and I want to do your will. I will live my life from this day honoring your word and doing your word. I will live my life for your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's that simple. It's that simple. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. Let's pray over the bread and the wine as we, before we take it. Father, I pray for, as we take the communion, Lord, I declare that, Lord, this will bring healing to everyone here. It will bring victory to everyone here. It will bring every answer and grant every desire in this place in the name of Jesus. This is the bread that represents the body of Christ. This is the wine that represents the blood of Christ. Anyone that is sick here as they take this communion, healing comes speedily in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that as we take this bread and take this wine, our lives become transformed, become metamorphosed into that very express image that we see in the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we have victory all the way and we live life full of God and God's word. Glory, hallelujah. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.